from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Bel Subur.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
To shine. And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Heath Bailey, age 43 at the time of this interview.
My childhood started in Homewood, and we were pretty transient. We moved around. My mother and my stepfather were really trying to get on their feet, and there was three of us, three boys. We moved in total six times. I struggled through school academically. Wasn't a good student. I struggled with respect and authority, just being defiant towards my teachers and things like that. So I didn't realize that it was my frustration of being in the situation that I was in. The fact that I couldn't have things that other kids had. The fact that I had my brothers to compete with food in the house. You know, all of those things was frustrating. So then you had neighbors who weren't living right, and you had to deal with their drama because they either lived above you, below you, or either side of you if you were in a project building or something like that. So you had to deal with that. And then, of course, the struggle of your community as a whole can really pull you down and have you in a different mindset. So now as an adult and as an educator, I understand why I was acting out, why I wasn't a good student, and why I didn't come to school ready to work and ready to learn. But back then, I didn't understand it. It was just a way of life for me, and I just had to fight through it. When I was a principal for 2 years at Stow Rocks, it seemed like a natural connection. The tradition was there. I respected that tradition. It's a small Pittsburgh town, a lot of pride, so you have to respect that. I was able to hit the ground running when I came over here. I had just got done working at Westinghouse for a year and a half. Prior to that, I was at Alderdice as a principal for Shear, and then I was at Wilkinsburg as an assistant principal for 6 years. So because I had those experiences as a child and then working in schools, coming over to McKees Rocks and trying to mesh myself with some of the students and some of the parents, I understood what their struggle was and I understood what the kids were going through. I navigate in a white male-dominated world. There's a structure there. Now, do people walk up to me at my job or in the grocery store calling me the N-word? Or do they treat me inhumane? No. But you're armed with your skin color, your size, your stereotype. You don't have to have a gun to get killed. And we've seen that. Think about that when you're walking past somebody and they clutch their purse or they lock their doors or they pull their kids closer to them. Or when they follow you in a store. That's just how vital it is to be careful and know when to submit to live. There's tons of different subtle stereotypes that we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And that's okay if we're working to throw people curveballs and actually change them and giving people something different. Because a lot of times as African-American males, we operate from a deficit. You know, if we can master not operating from a deficit, that's a huge leg up. They didn't like the fact, even some of the African-American males, they didn't like the fact that I walked around with a little bit of chip on my shoulder, a little bit of swag, a little bit of, you know what, I'm supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be your principal. Just understand that you guys are great. You're not told you're great. Yeah, your family does. And the TV's not going to, okay? The media is not going to. Okay, they're going to have you operate at a deficit. They're going to say, because you're black, maybe you can, okay? To be perfectly honest with you, gentlemen, we need to go back further than slavery and really understand who we are and what we invented and what we actually brought to this world. And you're not going to learn it in a curriculum. Now, if I'm in the building as your principal, there's going to be a huge push that you're going to learn it in a curriculum. I'm a push. But you go out and get it yourself. Don't beg a teacher to give it to you. In light of what's going on in our country and what's been going on, we have a legacy of behaviors that you've seen in Ferguson, Missouri, or Staten Island, New York. Anything can happen at any time. you know, you don't want to just give up who you are, but you want to submit a little bit to authority, especially when they're authoritative figures and they're telling you the right thing to do. Then we could definitely live another day and fight another battle and lose the battle, win the war, use our brains. Use our brains instead of our mouths. Use our brains instead of our fists. I think that we'll be better off. There's a lot of people that came before us, a lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Jalen Council, Charles Strong, and Alonzo Dean. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.